Hey, and welcome back to You Enjoy Life, because you should enjoy life. And I'm not pretending that you should enjoy it every day, because some days can be harder than others, but overall, in general, you should be finding a way to live more in joy than in, you know, disarray, disharmony, fear, and all that stuff. And that's what, you know, You Enjoy Life is all about. So today I'm going to be talking about a really interesting topic, and I was kind of sparked because someone recently reached out to me and he said, hey, you know, I started a YouTube channel and I'd love to know and kind of pick your brain and love to know like how you got to where you are, because I would love to build my channel up to a place that you did. And if you don't know, if you haven't seen Brothers Green before, we have almost 1.2 million followers now. We've been doing it, our channel, for about 5.5 years. I think May 2013 we started. I've been doing videos for 7 years. I've been doing this channel for just barely over 5 years. And it took us, about 5 years to get to a million subscribers. And there's a lot that I've learned in getting a million subscribers. And it's been really great. And a lot of things I wish I knew. I wish someone had told me. But, you know, that's all part of it, like, kind of living in hindsight. So I want to share some of those things today with you guys to give you a little bit of, like, insight. Whether you're trying to build your own brand, whether it's, like, on Instagram. It really, this information has nothing to do with YouTube so much as building your own brand, growing a social media following, being an influencer, and just kind of spreading the word and getting out there and doing it in a unique, different way that's special to you. First off, for anyone who has donated to our channel, thank you so much. I really appreciate it. If you haven't and you're on the Anchor app, you can actually, and you can also go on the website as well. You can just give a little donation. I think the lowest is like 99 cents, and you can do a recurring one if you want. It just kind of helps support the channel. Just shows me that you care, shows me that you appreciate this and you want to hear more. Even if you don't donate, of course, I know that maybe you care, but it's a really nice thing. So if you'd like to do it, I would definitely appreciate that. It's really, really helpful, and it's a big deal for me to know that people are like subscribing to this podcast and getting podcasters paid, because we put in time into this and we want to share it and make it really good for you guys. So anyhow, let's get into this. So recently, a friend reached out. He wanted to, of course, know how to grow his channel. And the first thing he said was, he's like, I'm like, so what are you doing? I was like, tell me about your channel. What's the angle? He's like, no, I got no angle. I'm just kind of filming myself vlogging. And ever since I took this trip recently, I've really enjoyed just kind of going around and shooting my life and et cetera, et cetera. But I don't really have any angle yet. I'm just kind of doing what I enjoy and going to kind of see what sticks. So first off, I was like, that's great, because that is a good thing. First off, figure out, if you are going to be doing a channel or Instagram page or Facebook, whatever, figure out what you love, what you're passionate about, and take time. Don't feel like you have to have this massive launch where everything's perfect, because people aren't really going to start seeing it until you're at that level. Like, I used to put stuff out online, and we were just taking a chance. I wasn't trying to perfect it. I was just doing what felt good. And by the time we hit something, it's like we hit that niche, all of a sudden, people are like, wow, this is really cool. Well, then more people start finding it, and by then you're a little more confident in what you're doing. And you're starting to feel good, and you're starting to feel like this is the right thing. So the first piece is 100% is to figure out like what's unique to you, and do that by actually getting out there and doing stuff. Just a quick little anecdote. I have a friend who is an amazing musician, but he hasn't put music out in the almost 10 years that I've known him. And it's really unfortunate because his music is so incredible, but he has this sort of fear of wanting it to be perfect. And what I've found and what I've seen is that if you spend your whole life trying to perfect something, it's really just an excuse. When people are like, if you ever know someone who's like, they're really detail-oriented, they have a lot of information, they know a lot of things about a lot of stuff, and they can analyze this person and that person, they're really brilliant. But for some reason, they haven't put anything out yet. To me, oftentimes those people, I'm not saying everyone, but usually they're living in fear, and they're hiding behind this idea of perfection. They're like, well, I'm so good, it needs to be just right. What happens is you never put anything out because perfection doesn't actually exist. Perfection is this idea that things are going to be out there. It's this idea that things are just going to like continue to like change and change and change until they're perfect. But that's exactly what's happening in perfection. Like, we have this concept that in perfection, like, there is this state where you finally got it, right? It's like, well, this is me. I figured it out. This is exactly what I want it to be. This is like the perfect level. But perfect doesn't exist because there's always more. Being an expert at something, it's like, what is really an expert? Information is always changing. People are always growing. So if you're someone who hides behind perfection, get out of your own god freaking dang way, because it's only going to hold you back. It's only going to make you think that you need to be in this certain place when you don't. Because the truth is, people relate to not being perfect. People, that's where people, a lot of the emotion comes from. I remember telling my friend, I'm like, what's beautiful about music is if something's a little bit off, people relate to that. They relate to the struggle. They relate to musicians because there's this struggle. There's this need to like express how you feel. There's this need to get things out in the world, but to do it in a way that can be a little sloppy and a little messy at times. You know, so it's like that heart connection. So don't worry about being perfect. Just try stuff out. Get comfortable. Make sure you even enjoy it. You know, it's a lot of work. Being an influencer is like a never-ending day-to-day grind of figuring out new content and all this stuff. So first, go do it. Make sure you enjoy filming yourself or taking pictures or doing write-ups or whatever it is. You know, because if you enjoy it and you get some momentum, you have some time to kind of tweak it and get up there. So the next thing is the number. And one of the biggest drawbacks that people really, really struggle with is the perceived number, the superficial side, the, okay, I want a million followers. But why? Why do you want a million followers? You know, and forgive if you hear creaking sounds, I am walking around a bit. I'm going to try to sit down. I like to walk and talk, but our floor is a little bit creaky. So what is the reason that you want to hit that number? You know, we all have these goals. When I first started, I was like, oh, I just want to have 50,000 followers. But then you get 50,000, then you want 100,000. Then you get 100,000, then you want 500,000. It just grows and grows and grows because there's always someone who's got more. And you always realize when you hit that point, it's really not that much. You're like, okay, I got 100 grand. You know, brands are paying me like $1,000. Like, this is cool, but like, imagine if I was getting 10,000 bucks for doing a video or 20,000 or whatever it is. So there's always going to be more to grow. But what a lot of people do not realize about building a brand is it actually has very little to do with the number. Yes, of course, having a million followers is a good thing. It's like, oh, wow, they have a million followers. But I know channels that have a million followers that do really well and really engage their audience. And I know channels that have a million followers that don't, and they struggle, and barely anyone watches them. So just because the number seems like a cool thing, it's like just like I want to have $1 million. It's like, okay, well, you can be worth $1 million, but, you know, like, do you actually have money in the bank? Are you, like, in debt? You know, are you just barely hanging on and paying all these crazy bills and in fear of, you know, how you're going to sustain this? Because what if you lose your job and what if this happens to the economy and X, Y, and Z? So the number really has nothing to do with it. What I really say to anyone is focus on, from the very early stages, engaging your fans. This is something that I wish I knew more of. So really focus on the engagement of the people that are watching and enjoying what you're doing. Because let's say you have, you know, 100,000 followers and you put out a video and 10,000 people see it and you get, you know, 500 likes and you get 100 comments. Well, it's easy to look at that and assume that the people commenting make up like all of your audience. But the truth is not everyone on YouTube likes to comment. It can be a scary place because you never know what people are going to say and respond and start a whole fight with you and then make you feel bad and all this stuff. I used to take like the few negative comments we would get to mean like that everyone felt that way. And it was so silly because maybe I got 10 negative comments on a video that 100,000 people saw. And it's like such a small amount of people. And a lot of those people might be trolls and just kind of spewing hate or having a bad day, whatever it is. But what you can really do is engage the people that are watching, because there are channels out there that monetarily do better that maybe have 50,000 subscribers than those that have, you know, 100,000 or even a 250,000 or a 500,000 because they're engaged with their fans more. So a lot of social media platforms are great, but if you're just focusing on them, it can be really challenging to make a living. What I say is a great thing to do is figure out a way to use those social medias to be a bridge to your own thing. So whether that's getting people to sign up for your mailing list, you know, maybe it's getting them to sign up for a mailing list, which then you like have, you know, products that they can buy, you know, or maybe you have a course that you sell that they can go into, or maybe you have a website that has recipes, whatever it is, figure out a way to get direct access and connection to your fans, because at any minute, listen, YouTube could disappear. And then you got to go to the next thing and start fresh, you know? So there's all these things that people kind of tend to miss out on. It's like Vine. I remember, I mean, some people survive, but Vine had all these Vine stars and all these high school kids and college kids and stuff acting crazy. But, you know, then Vine went away. And then what? You know, had they been focused on not just their Vine page, but building up their own personal brand, yeah, maybe their brand's not going to have as much. Like, maybe you could have 100,000 people on Instagram, and you might only have 1,000 people or 5,000 people on your mailing list, but that's still 5,000 people you're in direct contact with. You have their email. You can speak to them directly. There's no chance, like, you know, this whole change. And the reason I really talk about this is when you have a mailing list, there isn't the same necessarily chance that someone's going to, like, not see your content in the way they don't on Facebook. So on Facebook, when you post something to a brand page and even a personal page, a very limited number of people actually see your post. A very, very small amount. It might be 5-10%. So now on Facebook, if you want people to see your stuff, you actually got to pay for it. And that wasn't always the case. It used to be, hey, if you subscribe, you're just going to see this as it comes through. But Facebook got smart and they said, well, wait, we're doing this platform. We want people to pay us. So now you have to pay people if you want them to see your content. So it's becoming more of like a newspaper, which makes sense. It's how newspapers work. You know, you pay to put an ad in something and people read it and they get to see it. If you don't pay, no one sees your ad in the newspaper. So yes, you can still get a small amount of people to see your content and maybe people will go to your page, but the average person won't see it. And the average person doesn't even realize that they're not seeing it. In their mind, typically, they're just thinking, well, you're not putting anything out. Well, you know, I follow my favorite cooking show on YouTube or Facebook, but like they just haven't put a video out in a while. I get that all the time. Like we put out videos once, at least once, usually twice a week on YouTube. And because YouTube doesn't like act in the same way as it once did, and most people are getting videos to suggested videos, if a video doesn't do well right away, most people aren't going to see it. It gets kind of buried in the system. And that's a way for them to keep consistency. That's a way for them to gauge what kind of stuff people are watching. And if people aren't as engaged with the video right away, it's probably going to get buried down in the system. So it's not the same that everyone's going to see it. I get comments all the time where people say, like, you know, wow, you guys put out a new video. It's been so long. I haven't seen you in forever. And I'm like, what do you mean? I put out videos literally every single week. You haven't seen my stuff. But if I'm in direct connection with that person, then they get an email from me and they see it and they know it. So that is another big piece. And the third piece is, you know your why. That's what it really comes down to, is why are you doing this? Like, what is the reason you want to start a channel? What is the reason you want to have a social media following? Please, like, figure that out. Because when you know your why, it makes things a lot easier. And I'm not saying it's going to happen in an instant, but always be exploring. What is the reason you're doing this? Is it just because you want to make money and you want to have a job that pays you without having to go into an office? Or is it because you're really passionate about it and you love it and it lights you up, and if you don't do it, you feel like your soul's just going to be crushed? Or is it because you want to be, you know, famous and cool and like impress your friends and your family, you know, and show them you made something yourself? Or is it because like you just have this burning desire in your heart to do something different and this feels like your medium? Whatever your why is, figure it out. I'm not judging you as to what it is. Even if it's just money, it's like, know that that's the reason. So then you can actually create a plan and focus on, okay, I'm starting this YouTube channel to make money. If I want to make money, that means I need to have a certain number of views, right? It means I need to engage with brands. If I need to engage with brands, that means that I'm actually going to have to figure out a way to make content that brands are going to want to pay me to be part of, you know? And maybe that means I can't curse, or I can't have certain types of content, or it needs to be formatted, whatever it is. So know your why, figure it out. You will get so much more clear. Remember, the number is a superficial thing. Have some fun. And yes, so much love to you guys. Thank you for listening. Sign up for my mailing list if you want. Click the link below or my Instagram. I'm going to be doing a live stream this Friday, August 24th, 7 to 8:30 p.m. of a really cool live sound healing with my friend who plays sitar. So it's going to be great. I would love to join you there. Hang out with me. Peace.